Yeah, hi, Rocket Robin here, and we're talking with Marko Milanovic, the coach of North Toronto, who the team is back in the league after a few years' absence, back in League One. And how is the team? How are you fitting in with?
Well, this is a completely new team. We wanted to give our youth players an opportunity to play at the highest level in the game in Ontario. So these guys would be 2003 born players, with about four boys as well. So we're quite young, definitely the youngest team in the league. And it's a great opportunity for our players to showcase and to develop and hopefully go to the next level, whether that's a professional game or university level.
Okay, now where North Toronto is, because of the mega city, Greater Toronto Area and that, can you just describe like sort of what main streets the guys are from?
Our office is located at Avenue and Eglinton, so that area, but these players come from everywhere. Even during the OPDL, which is the youth league, players came from as far as Barrie and Brampton, and we got players from everywhere. So it's not really a community team per se in terms of where players live, but the club offices are located at Avenue in England.
Okay. Now settling in, you're in Downsview Park. For those folks out of town, they won't know it's very near the BMO training ground where the pros play. This is a community park, though. It looks like Rams are using this as their field. They're from Dundas and Young downtown, but they're out of real estate there. I used to nickname the Nitros in there. North Toronto Nitros is what it was called years ago. They used to start at U of T, and then when school was back in, they had to go to Esther Shiner Stadium. And then they ended up at Downsview for the last few games of the year. But do you think there's a bit of stability of always being in the same place from now on?
Absolutely, we love this facility. This is where all our training takes place for all our elite teams or high performance teams, so from OPDL, from U13 and above. And this is our home. This is where we train. We have a great relationship with Ryerson University, who's another top program, and their coaching staff. And we have we work together, and it's a great place to play. I think outside of the TFC facility, this is my favorite venue in the city.
Very nice. Yep, except they've got to have electricity on this side of the field so they can have a lit up scoreboard, though. Yeah, we couldn't tell what time it was.
We'll use the main scoreboard next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that was a license that they've locked it up.
Yeah, I don't think we paid a fee maybe for the scoreboard.
Nice. What was I thinking of? How much... Well, the lockdown's ending. How much practice have you guys had? Like, when did you get together?
I mean, it was the same like everyone else. As soon as the lockdown ended, we started training. At first, it was unopposed training with smaller groups because contact wasn't allowed.
Yes.
I have to say the club did a great job in keeping the players active and busy during the lockdown. We were engaged with players four or five times a week doing different things, from fitness to video session and video analysis to guest speakers and motivational speakers and all of that. So we did the best. I mean, I guess like everyone else, it was a difficult time, but I feel like we came back pretty strong, I guess as strong as we could have.
Okay. And just to drop a name here, that when you were a young guy, the same age as these players, you played for Serbian White Eagles, and somewhere on my archives, there'd be some details about your you playing the game. So what, you're a defender or
I was a midfielder, holding midfielder mostly because I couldn't score goals. But that was a long time ago. I played for Serbian White Eagles because it was a community club, and when I moved from Serbia, it was the most comfortable place to play, and obviously that club will always be my home, just like this one.
All right, very nice. Okay, so thanks for talking to me, and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you.